The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Welcome back to the Seth Leibson Show. It's a delight and privilege to welcome back to the show in the airwaves of Phoenix an old friend, Terrence P. Jeffrey. He is the editor-in-chief at CNS News, cnsnews.com. You want to stay informed, you got to read cnsnews.com. I wanted to talk to Terry today about some of the immigration, the illegal immigration issues from the border to crime and everything else. And just as I was putting the show together, I see he published again on Arizona. 21.0% unemployment spikes in Arizona border city. Holy cow. Terry, welcome back. I hope you're doing well. We could use some help out here.
I am, Seth. Thanks for having me on. I appreciate it.
You betcha. What drew your attention to this unemployment in Yuma, and what does it tell you, 21%?
Well, it's when the Bureau of Labor Statistics comes out with its metropolitan area unemployment numbers, always take a look at it to see what's going on. And you probably won't be surprised that Yuma quite often is the city, the metropolitan area in the United States that has the highest unemployment, as you mentioned, 21% in August. The next highest is across the border in California, but along the border with Mexico, El Centro, which has 16.6%. And, I think it's reasonable to believe that it is because of its location on the border and because of a large number of people illegally coming across the border that Yuma has such a high unemployment rate. But it's also interesting, as I noted in the article we put up this morning, that the bigger border cities in Texas do not have unemployment rates nearly as high as Yuma or El Centro.
That's right. That's right. And how do you account for that?
I'm going to guess Governor Abbott has to do with that in the policies of the Texas state government, that they're more or less taking it upon themselves to enforce the immigration laws.
Yeah. It's when you think about the border here, Terry, it's an odd thing. Talk to people in the Beltway or on the East Coast who are of like mind. And I think my audience will agree with me. And if they don't, forgive me for saying, whenever someone from the East Coast says, well, you guys in Phoenix, you're ground zero. You know how bad this is. Yes, in part. But Yuma is, you know, it's a 3 or so hour drive away. And it's not always on our mind, to be honest with you. And this is why I think a lot of people in Phoenix, in Maricopa County, tend not to see the same problem that you know is unavoidable to the communities that do surround the border. When I've gone down on tours of the border, it's amazing anyone still works down there. Terry, I know we have a couple military bases, so that obviously is not optional. But the people down there are so unhappy and so frustrated. It is it's Thunderdome down there, Terry. It's anarchy.
No, I can believe it. And it wouldn't surprise me if one of the reasons Yuma has such a high unemployment rate is because illegal aliens are not only flooding in there, but they're using it as a way to get to California.
That's right.
Just like the people coming through El Centro.
That's right.
Where they know that they can find work as illegal aliens, particularly in the agricultural sector in California.
Oh, well, that's so, exactly right. And it takes me kind of to another column that you wrote recently. I guess it's about a month or so ago, but it's about Kamala Harris and her views, which represent the administration's views. You've heard it from Alejandro Mayorkas. You've heard it from the president that our border is secure and safe. When your president, your vice president, your Department of Homeland Security are telling you what you know fundamentally not to be true because you live there and you actually do go there, unlike them, you're out for yourselves. You're dispirited. You're sunk. You don't feel like you have any support or that anyone gets it. And, yeah, you know, unemployment, crime, drugs, it's all going to be there, and it's all miserable, Terry. It's all miserable.
Yeah, well, it was when Kamala Harris was on with Chuck Todd and Meet the Press, and he asked her, would you call the border secure? And she said flat out, the border is secure.
Twice.
I think that's one of the most insane things that any high-ranking public official in the United States has ever said. I mean, it is demonstrably false that the border is secure. Even the data and statistics put out by Biden's own administration demonstrate that the border is not secure and that there's been a massive spike. They don't know how many people get through the border, but they do know how many they catch.
Hold that thought. This was a short segment. I got a longer one coming up, and the numbers are pretty astounding, especially that number 66 I want to talk to you about. We can talk about some of the other numbers of caught and not caught. Let me do that with you, Terry, if I can take a quick commercial break. That'll be a good tease for the audience as well. Terry, Jeffrey, and I will be right back. Don't go away. Welcome back to the Seth Leibson Show, portions of which are brought to you by the good people at Balance of Nature, good people who make a great product. I take it every single day. Pure potent plant power, 100% natural, third-party tested for any kinds of impurities, no added sweeteners, sugars, colors, anything. It's 100% natural, not 99 and 44 one-hundredths, 100%. Boost your energy, boost your health, boost your immunity with, as I say, pure potent plant power, blend of 16 whole fruits and 15 whole vegetables. You take it once a day and you are great to go. Check them out, balanceofnature.com. They're fruits and veggies. Make sure to use discount code BALANCE. Terry Jeffrey, syndicated columnist and editor-in-chief of CNS News, is with us. CNSnews.com is the website. We're talking about the border. Terry, we were talking about numbers at the border and the demonstrably false statements coming out of the administration, but also so demonstrably false, they double down on them again and again to the point that I don't know if they're thinking they're convincing us or if they believe it themselves. But the numbers are astounding, and you are about to get into some of this what's caught and what isn't business. The number that I focus on, numbers are all over the are really so high it's hard to comprehend. 66. I can comprehend the number 66. That's the number of known terrorists who crossed the border just in the first months of this year.
Months of fiscal 2021.
Yeah.
Which we knew of last month, the Border Patrol had encountered between the ports of entry 66 people who were on the terrorist watch list. And when we got the next month numbers, it turned out that they had encountered 78.
Right.
So they've now, not counting the whole full fiscal year yet, we've got another month to go, but the first 11, the Border Patrol actually caught 78 known or suspected terrorists trying to come into the United States between the ports of entry on the U.S.-Mexico border. So we don't know how many actually got through, but they know that there's more people who get through than the people they catch. So it's a very reasonable assumption that a significant number of terrorists have entered the country this year just by coming illegally across the southern border.
We know what 19 can do. We're now talking 78. Terry, just by comparison, so people have a measuring stick, what were the numbers of terrorists crossing under Donald Trump's administration?
Well, at one point, they encountered zero.
Right, exactly.
And so in fiscal year 19,
yeah,
they caught no terrorists at all between the ports of entry.
Right.
It then went up to 3 in fiscal year 20. In fiscal year 21, it went up to 15. And then this year, the full year under Biden, it's gone up to 78. A massive increase in the number of illegal aliens who we know are on the terrorist watch list that they actually caught. And like I said, we don't know the ones they didn't catch.
Terry, what is the psychology or the political psychology or just the politics of the administration continuing to lie and refusing to do anything about it? It's not in their interest to have rising crime. It's not in their interest to have rising fentanyl poisonings in this. What is it? Is it a long-term election strategy, or is it an interest in refusing to having to admit to a problem they don't want to admit to because then they have to solve and it goes against what their base wants? What explains the administration's intransigence on this?
I think it is a long-term political strategy for the Democratic Party. I think there are two interests in the United States that want to see illegal immigration. One is the Democratic political elite that see the illegal aliens as eventually a constituency for them that increases their chances of controlling America politically. I think the other interest that wants illegal immigration are corporate interests that hire illegal aliens for far less than they would pay American workers. And one industry, for example, is the hotel industry. And another, obviously, is the agricultural industry. And so those businesses are increasing their profit margins by hiring illegal aliens for less than they would pay Americans. So they want to see the border remain porous and that labor force continue to enter the United States.
At a certain point, Terry, do you think that this goes all one way or all the other? House divided on this issue, the way Lincoln framed it. I mean, because there's no real middle ground anymore. There are people who are denying it and saying there's just no problem here. On the other hand, there's Americans with two eyes and two ears who can see and hear and feel what's going on. At a certain point, is there going to be a complete takeover of the border from conservatives or Republicans, if there are any moderate Democrats left, and it will get solved? Or is this going to be just a plodding problem for the next several years? Because I don't think we can afford it. I really just don't think we can.
No, I agree with you. I mean, it has to be the border has to be controlled. Trump started to do it. He obviously didn't get it completely done. And I think there are several aspects of it. I mean, one was the border fence that Trump was building. They need to build a barrier along the U.S.-Mexico border that is high enough, secure enough, and unclimbable enough to make it extremely difficult for someone to come over. But they also need enough manpower on the U.S. side of that barrier to catch the people who come over. And they also need an enforcement system within the United States that, in fact, processes illegal aliens through the legal process and then evicts them from the United States. And at this point, we don't have any of those things fully in place, and we need to do it. And then there is another problem. If you do elect a Republican government, including a president and Congress, that's willing to put those three things in place, as soon as you get Democrats back in power, they're going to want to find a way not to enforce the border again. So I think it's going to be a long-term struggle, and I do think it's going to be a major political issue. And I do believe it is one of the reasons President Trump had so much appeal, because he was obviously committed to actually securing the border, which so many politicians before him obviously weren't.
Yeah. So what you're outlining when you talk about those three levels that need to be addressed, you know, the thing about it is all of that is about will. None of it is about ability. All of it is totally doable. I mean, this could be done easily, frankly.
With that question, I mean, one analogy I've made before is it's like a football or baseball stadium. If you go to the Rose Bowl on January 1st and you don't have a ticket, you're not going to get in there.
Right.
And if you try to get in there, they're going to arrest you.
Yep.
Because they've secured that stadium, even though there's 100,000 people in there.
Yep.
We could secure our border. We have the engineering skills and the manpower to do it.
Yep.
But you're right. It's all about the will.
Nobody's penetrated the White House or the Naval Observatory or Speaker Pelosi's house in a long time, and there's a reason for that. Fencing and guns and law enforcement works. Terry Jeffrey, you're a national treasure. I only regret that it takes me so long to contact you so frequently. So every time I promise and every time I mean it, I'll have you back again sooner rather than later, sir.
Thank you, Seth.
Absolutely. You have a great day. I'm Seth Leibson. We'll be right back.
3-star General Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
with in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.